Tomorrow we're going to make history. A lot of people think that they know what's going to happen. But I believe in taking the possible out of the impossible. We started this morning in Charleston, South Carolina. We started at the slave market. I stood there where several hundred years ago, black men had to stand and be assessed for how much they could be sold as slaves. This morning, I stood there to be assessed as a candidate for president of the United States. I want our children to know that despite the problems we still face, that God brought us from a mighty long way. We've gone from property to president. We've gone from disgrace to amazing grace. We've gone from down to up. That's why they can't poll us, because they can't find us. We didn't have an ordinary development, because we didn't come from ordinary circumstances. But when you've been robbed of your dignity, robbed of your name, robbed of your ability to have a family, called three-fifths of a man by law, and then you have to rise from that, ordinary grace can't help you. You need some amazing grace. And it was amazing grace that brought us this far. And His grace will lead us on. Tomorrow, I know some of you are signed up. I need you to volunteer. I've said to people, don't waste your vote. What do you mean, Sharpton? To just vote for who they tell you gonna win is wasting your vote. One, you don't know who gonna win. And you may vote on the wrong person. There's seven folk running. Six of them gonna lose. Don't act like Al Sharpton might lose. Six folk gonna lose tomorrow. Now, I hope to be the one to win, but don't act like I'm the only one risking losing. 2 months ago, all of the politicians said, you vote for Gephardt. He dropped out. Suppose if you had voted absentee for Gephardt, where would you be? Now they're saying that Kerry's going to win, or Edward. You don't know who's going to win. But you do know that if it comes to fighting for education, for health care, for civil rights, that I will be there. I've always been there. And I will not drop out this race. I will take delegates all the way to the convention and make them deal with you and what you need. If you vote for me, you can't lose. Because if I got to walk from this church to Boston, I'm going to Boston and make them deal with the issues they've been ignoring. They will not take us for granted again. Yeah.